Welcome to a podcast presented by Max Moore. This podcast is called Looking Back on Zach. Myself, along with many others, impacted by the life of 32-year-old Zachary McMillan, who was killed in a car crash, will be reflecting on how he changed our lives and some of the things he did or said that will stick with us forever. Zach was a former football player at the University of Houston, and he was a middle school football coach at St. Cecilia Catholic School. He was my coach, and he was definitely the most influential person in my life, and the best coach I've ever played for. However, to all that ever played for Coach Zach, he was seen as more than a coach, a sort of father figure, who taught life lessons with every punishment, moment of success, moment of weakness, and even in times of defeat. You can find this podcast on STH Radio Plays. Coach Zach, a great coach and role model who won't be forgotten. His words, actions, and himself will always be with us. Today, I'm here with Sam Moore Sr., my father. He knew Coach Zach as my brother and I, Sam's coach. He also knew him as a friend who he grew closer to through his connection to me and Sam. Today, I'll be asking my dad a few questions about how Coach Zach affected his life and his family's. What was your first impression of Coach Zach?
I would say just that he was kind of this larger-than-life personality, you know, full of life, big smile, big laughter.
What is the most important thing that he said or did that will stick with you forever?
Not so much what he said to me, but what I saw him teach the boys on the football field and then in life in general, which was effort over outcome. So effort was more important than the outcome.
Okay. And how will you remember Coach Zach, and what's one word you could use to describe him, and why would you use that word?
I just remember his, you know, when I think of Coach Zach, I just remember his crazy laugh and his big smile, and I think the word I would describe him as would be Superman, because he always had this saying to the boys, which was, don't be Superman, you don't have to be Superman, you just have to be a man. And, in reflecting on his life, he really kind of was Superman.
Now I'm here with Sam Moore Jr., my older brother. He was a player for Coach Zach, and he was a friend to Coach Zach. Coach Zach was also his mentor, and I'll be asking him a few questions of how Coach Zach's teachings affected him and what Coach Zach meant to him. What is the most important thing that Coach Zach said or did that will stick with you?
The most important thing that Coach Zach said, or I guess taught us, was that after a game, no matter if we won or lost, he would grade us on how well we played. And it taught me that our effort is really the only thing that matters in life. And as long as we give 100% effort, then we cannot blame ourselves for anything that happens to us.
Okay, and how was Coach Zach an influential figure in your life?
Coach Zach was an influential figure in my life because he always cared for us and he always loved us as a football coach, which many football coaches may not do. They may be more focused on football. So his words stuck with me greatly because of how much love he showed for us. And he showed love for us outside of school. It was not only football that he loved us.
Okay, and how will you remember Coach Zach? And how could you describe him in one word?
To describe him in one word, I would use the word enthusiastic, because he was enthusiastic about everything. He always cared for us and he always brought energy. And he always showed love for us, as I already said. But he really just always was enthusiastic about anything, no matter what it was. If it was just spending a few hours with us, or playing a football game, or football practice, or anything.
I'll now be speaking to Jeremy Fody. He's been a friend of mine for a while. He went to St. Cecilia. He never played football for Coach Zach, but he knew him very well through his family. And I think it really shows that Coach Zach was able to connect to so many, even though it wasn't through football in this case. He was just able to connect with others outside of football because of his passion and love for everyone around him. So now I'll be asking Jeremy a few questions about how Zach affected his life and his family's life. What was your first impression of Coach Zach?
My first impression of Coach Zach was he's an honest man, but he was always trying to give life lessons. Every time I saw him, he was on the field nagging at me, saying, "Big J," making up songs, singing to us. Just an honest man. He had so much manners. He used to come over after football practice and have dinner. Just really like a true great person to have and a great role model.
Okay, and what do you think the most important life lesson he gave to you was?
The most important life lesson he gave to me was he didn't necessarily speak it out loud, but was definitely to be myself. Like, he definitely could have been a lot quieter or a lot not been so out there, but I think him being out there is what gave him the great community that showed up to his funeral last week or 2 weeks ago. Was just it kind of brought everybody together, and whenever he walked into a room, it was just a whole different atmosphere. And so I think the greatest thing that he taught me to do was to be myself and just to always never change depending on the people around me.
Okay, and how was he able to connect with you even though you didn't play for him?
Coach Zach, he was able to, like I said earlier, he used to go hunting, or I didn't say this, but he used to come hunting with us, and he used to just come have dinners with us, and his ability just to connect with everybody again was, he was like almost like a big brother. Just, he was always trying to incorporate everybody in the room, and I mean, probably since I moved here, you know, he's always been trying to watch me improve and watch me become a better man. And if I didn't use my manners correctly, he would correct that. He just a great person to watch and mirror.